The shaila is when she says, put it on the sella, why is there kedusha? I mean, we have to give the isha the money. How does she get the money? As Rashi learns, that she'll say the shaladam coin alay. It's a chotzer, and the say the shaladam is coin alay. Rashi says, Varehi hu kemoi shemekablosai. The tzarech beer, why is Rashi adding these words? Harehu kemoi shemekablosai. It's enough to say, Chseira is koina. What do you have to add that you need a Kabbalah? L'choira, it would be meduyik in Rashi kipshutai, that it's not enough that you koina. You need also a Kabbalah. However, it's a little bit shver, Rashi shita in Gittin Ayin Zayin, Amid Beis, is you could be koina get with Kenyan Agav. Even though the Isha wasn't Makabalit. She just did a Kenyan on it. Zev she will see in the Hem Shech HaMahalach from the Pnei Yeshua, to the Mazbe the Rashi. Abashitis Rashi is that the Koine Midin Chotzer. Her Taisis on Rashi, V'loi Nihira, Dim Ke, my boy, B'sela Shel Shnei Amau, Pshita Deino Koiba, Kibin Du Chotzer Shel Shnei, Kedamino Beperek HaMoicher Es Esfina, Amar Rebbe Yane, Chotzer Shel Shnei Shotzer, Koine Zem Yisrael, Mugi Lagi Moide B'Toich Kuposer Shel Leker, Moide Al-Karka Loi, Hare, by Chotzer Shel Shneiem, you can't be koina one from the other one. If you want to be koina midi alma, a third person wants to put money there, you're koina. But if you want to be koina from the guy who you're a shutif with, copy that, you're not koina. Why? Because it's his chotzer too. The same way it's your chotzer, it's his chotzer. It never went out of his rishus. As Frektais on Rashi, over here is a chotzer shel shneiem. Because how could he be Makadisha? The halacha is, if you put something in a chotzer shel shneiem, one of the shtei shutfim are not koina. Thus, Frektais is on Rashi. But there's two mahalchim to answer Rashi. One mahalach is in the Ramban, and it's based on a Gemara in Gittin, Ayin Zayin of it based. The Gemara over there handles that how could an Isha ever be koina with a chotzer? Harei, kol ma shekon si isha, kona baila, whatever she owns belongs to the Baal. As the Gemara says, that when he wants to get divorced with her, as he's mashalo duchto, he lends her an area in the house that she should be koina, and then it's her chotzer. As Zogta Ramban, over there it's because he wants to divorce her, over here it's because he wants to marry her. But at the end of the day, he wants to make a Maisa Kinyan. As he's mashallah duchta. Preg the Avni Meluim in Simon Lamed, that Vishlema over there is talking about where she uses the area. The Shela is Chal, because she walks into the area and she uses it. Let's say he lends her bed. Okay, she sleeps in her bed afterwards. She uses it. As when she's going into the bed afterwards, it's chal the shela, because she used the area. But over here, she's not using the area. Hooray, he's saying, I want to be mekadesh you by putting the money in the area. She's not using it for anything. Someone is saying, maybe putting the money there for her is called she's using it. Gonish bashit. But that's what the Avni Meluim wants to ask. That Bishleim over there, she used the area. She was koina the chotzer. But over here, what was she koina it with? What kinyan? She didn't use it. So how could she be koina it that it should be her chotzer? Azog the Avni Meluim, he makes a very nice sushta. to a Tosis in Bukhairis Daf Yud Ches. Dahainu, over there, the shaila is you want to give a behema to a kohen, huh? And the kohen's not around to give it. As it says at Eitza, what you do is you mock it him the karka under the foot of the Bukhar. And the male of the kohen, it's kilu, you gave the kohen the Bukhar. You gave. Frank Tysis, how is the kohen a kohen? Kohen kohenit. Mamish the shaila. How is the kohen kohen the area under the behema? That it should be his chatzah, that he should be kohen of the behema? I mean, what's the problem? You want to be makdit in the behema, so you want to give him the kark underneath it as a chatzah, but he needs to do a maisa kinyan. Zuck Tysis, the Yisrael. Being that he wants to be makayim the mitzvah of pidyon haben, there's a umdina that he wants to be makdit. The same way when he wants to be makayim the mitzvah of pidyon haben, there's a umdina he wants to be makdit. As over here when he wants to get married, as there's a umdina he's going to be makdit to the isha in order that she should be kohen. As it's mamish kilu, Tosis and Bukhairis is a giloy on how to learn over here. Avitzarich beer, my comma, Havoin is binin in Tosis. Okay, I want it to happen, but I need a Maisa Kinyan. Where's the Maisa Kinyan? What's pshat in Tosis and Bukhairis? Because I want it so much to happen as the Kinyan happens. What's this din? When I want something to happen, the Kinyan happens. I want you so much to be kind of this. You're kind of this? No. You need a Maisa Kinyan. Yeah. Yeah. As what's this new din? When I want you so much to be kind of something, to do a mitzvah, as you're kind. As what's pshat in Tosis? Azaki Minchas Chinuch. Pshat in Tosis is one of the most famous Gemaras in Kinyan. The Gemara in Ksubis Daf Kuf Beis, which we're going to have in the Hemshech and Daf Tes also. There's something called Heinein Advarim Aniknim Ba'amira. That when a couple gets married and they're very excited they're getting married, as the father says he's going to give money, the chassan says he's going to give money, you don't need to do a Maisa Kinyan. Why? There's a umdana, Bahiyan no. That they're getting married, when each side is mischayiv, you don't need a maisa kinyan. Bahi ano is gomar umak. As you see, when there is a place where you have a full gemiras das, you know the guy really wants to do the kinyan, you don't need a maisa kinyan. The daily Rabbi Seinu, the Vachonon, Reb Shimon, boy from here, the ikur in the kinyan is the gemiras das. As if you have a full Gemiras Das, you don't need a Maisa Kinyan. As Tosis in Bukhaira says, not only when you're getting married, you're excited, then there's a full Gemiras Das. When you're doing a mitzvah, you're also excited, and there's a full Gemiras Das. As Bahi Ano, he's Gomer Umakne. And extends the Avni Maluim, who Adin, over here in Kedushin. He really wants to marry this Isha. And it's a mitzvah to marry the Isha. As a mele, he's gomu umatni the chotzer, kidei, that he should do the kinyan, and you don't need a maisa kinyan. This is the shtikl taira of the Avni Meluim, to be mazber the Rashi. Okay. A gishmag shtikl taira. You look at Rashi. Does Rashi have a word of any of this? It's very awesome in Rashi. Rashi says, because it's his chotzer, she's kinda. Rashi doesn't say, and we're talking about it here, where he wants to be magneter. And he so much wants to be magneter that he's gomer das and he's magneter. Rashi is mamish sorcerer. That's what Rashi as the Ramban explains Rashi that way. And the Ramban's a Rishon. As the Rishon says it, not stop. Avlamaisa nitin rishus to say a different shot in Rashi. L'chayre Rashi doesn't mention that he's makneter the chotzer by chotzer shel shnei. Because what are we asking? Very simply. The Ramban says Rashi's talking about it's here by chotzer shel shneim, where he's makne her the other gift. And Rashi doesn't say it. It's very sosim in Rashi. As l'chayra, you could say a different shot to answer the Rashi. The shayrisha that the mahalach is in the Pnei Yeshua, and the shayrisha the pshat is in the Miri. Zog the Pnei Yeshua, Rashi holds, chotel shel shneim eina koina is only by Mekahu Memkar. If you look, where did Tosis bring a raya from? Baba Basra, daf pei dalet amid beis. Mekahu Memkar. Abba Kedushin is different. Kedushin, chotel shel shutfin, will be Mahani. Why? Because by Kedushin, you don't have to be koine the kesef. As long as you put the kesef in her hand, even if she's not koine the kesef, that's enough. As long as you put it in her hand, in her rishus, as by chotzer shel shneim, be'etzem, it belongs to both of them. She owns it too. What's the problem in Kenyan? The problem in Kenyan is, in order for me to be koine of something from you, it has to go out of your rishus into my rishus. Over here, it's both of theirs rishus. As it's agid gabe, it didn't go out of his rishus. That's only ichsarin in Kenyan. But by Kedushin, all you need is v'nasan biyado. As long as you're putting it into rishus, the Kedushin is chal. You don't need a Kenyan. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says. And this Pnei Yeshua, you could sushtel, is a Pnei Yeshua l'shitasoi to Rashi in Gittin Ayin Ches Amid Beis. In the Gemara over there is Mavur, if you put it into her Kuf Amo, she's Mekudeshes. Ay, she's not Koina. Eino Rinami, it's Mishtameres L'daita. She's standing there. She's watching the area. But she doesn't own the Kuf Amo in Dinei Choshen Mishpat. As Taisis says, it must be a Takonis Chachomim. But the Pnei Yeshua's Medayik Rashi, not like Taisis. Rashi says, being that Get works Bal Korcha, therefore she's Koina with Kuf Amo. Kedushin is Makish Havaya Liyitzir. If it's a Takonis Chachomim, Rashi should have said it. As the Pnei Yeshua Muchach in Rashi, that by getting Kedushin, you don't need Kinyin. All you need is v'nosan biyada. If it's v'nosan biyada, it's chal. As I say, it's doch gewaldig. The same way by Kuf Amo, she doesn't own the ground. But because she's standing there, and she's watching it, and she's making sure no one's taking it, that's called v'nosan biyada. As you adin by chotzer shel shnei shutfin, it belongs to her, it's hers. As that's called v'nasen biyata. Is she koin in dinei chayshe mishpat? No, but she doesn't need to be koin. As long as you do v'nasen biyata, it's enough. Lefi the Pnei Yeshua, you could be mazbir. Those are the words of Rashi. Varei hu kemayshe mikablasai. We ask, what does Rashi want with those words? Because Rashi's coming to answer chotzel shel shneyem. If by chotzer shel shneim you don't do the kinyan, as over there the pachas you have by reu kemoishem mikablas, as by chotzer shel la, over there for shoch seir shel adam koina la by reu kemoishem mikablas, by chotzer shel shneim even where it's not koina, but the second chelik of Rashi the reu kemoishem mikablas that you still have.
The
Suffolk of the Gemara is being that he's saying that she's saying put it in the Chotzer Shel Shneim, does she mean it seriously or not? When she says put it into my Chotzer, we know she means Kedusha. When she says put it into both their Chotzers, then we're not sure.
There's okay. No, I know in this case. She hasn't got enough in the moment. She doesn't know yet.
Why do you have to have enough? Really? I didn't know which Aleph Beis you learned. I've been learning Kedushin for a while. You mean the Rambam of Kesef Dizveyanov, but we're talking about Rashi. So Rashi doesn't hold of Kesef Dizveyanov. Maybe the Aleph Beis is the Rambam.
can't just put something in their hand and take it. Like a milva itzah, I'm saying.
Milva itzah is a different problem.
Put it
it's not nice and bad. Over here, you're putting it into her hand, bad. You're putting it into a chatzah. You're putting the money into her chatzah.
Could she use it?
Huh?
But she can't use it.
She wasn't coined it yet. Okay. But it was the Nasim Biyada. You put the money into her hand. Meaning, Lafize, if you put the money into her hand, she's not koina, mikudashes. Kachroyim Barashi. That's what the Pnei Yeshua wants to say. Mamish halacha lemaisa. You put the tabas on her, and she's not koina the tabas, she's still mikudashes. Why? Because it says v'nasim biyada. You did v'nasim biyada. It says it by get kedushin is no mad from get even kedushin kesas. Ve'zotas the miri. The miri says that by kedushin, even though by kinyan it won't work, but by kedushin it works because you don't have to be koinit. As long as you give it to her and you put it in her hand, it's enough. He brings a gar interest on the raya. You have to see the raya very well. Believe the island, look at the raya. Okay. As thus is the two malachim in Rashi. One malach in Rashi is that he's makneter the chotzer. He's makneter his part of the chotzer. As a male of the whole thing is hers. That's the Ramban's malach. And the malach of the Pnei Yeshua and the Miri is, even though he's not Matnet, but she has a part that's enough to be called Vinasan Biyadin. For the Dushan, all you need is Vinasan Biyadin. So, thus is Rashi, the two Malchim. Tosis learns differently. Tosis learns, Venir Lafarish, Docha Tam Einitali Bikinin Chatzei. It's not, she's not koine b'chotze, k'ashela shalor sam chadaita, v'ene shalor loy sam chadaita, boy, k'ashela shal shneim yisam chadaita oiloy. As this Taisis is a chida stuma, frek the base yesif. Chida stuma means a riddle that is very hard to figure out. Harei, what is he koine the kesef with? Taisis is, selu shal shneim, you're not koine the kesef. That's his shailon Rashi. As emphasizes, the shail is what it does is. So what were you kind of the kesef with? What's shot in Toises? How is the conclusion happening? How is he being kind of the kesef? By kesef shel shnei. As the base Yosef brings, the Rush, when he brings down this shot, the Rush says it's talking about where afterwards he didn't put it in the sela, he put it into a chik, he put it into her lap. As what's the story? Lafi Taisis, this is a big story here. He comes over, he says, Hiskatchali bimona. And she says, Fnei al gabi sela. And the end of the story is the guy puts it in her lap. As the so what's the shaila? He put it in her lap. The shaila is when she says, Fnei al sela shaloi. Even if he puts it in her lap afterwards and she's quiet, it doesn't work. Normally you give her the money, you say she's makabel des rotzen. But over here where she said, I want to be makadosh you, she said, t'nei mal salam shalosh, she says she doesn't want it. As even if afterwards you put it in her lap, it doesn't help. As of the base Yosef, he adds, the Torah brings down from Tosis that Tosis says like the Rosh. Where does he see it in Tosis? Tosis doesn't say that. Oh, but he had this question, how are you going to the kesef? Must be the Torah means like, Tosis means like the Rush. That's what the Beis Yosef learns. Oh. Grada, this is a big chiddush, because you could say, even if she says, t'nu mal gabi sela, once you put it in her lap, and she just leaves it there, that shows she's masking. Yeah. But Tosis learns not that way. Oh. However, it's very sussum in Tosis. Tosis doesn't say it's talking about we put it in her lap. Tosis left out the ikur, the fee, the rush. Tosis should have added. It's talking about we put it in her lap. L'chayra, this Tosis would be mashma like the Ritva, that the Ritva brings down Tosis, it works within Arif. in a chinami, she's not koine it because of the sela. It works me denariv. And the shaila is, if she says sela shel shneim, is there a ritzui l'kedusha? Okay. This is the Gemara. The Gemara then continues. Iskachili b'kipa. Tneu l'kelev einu mikudeshes. Vim hoya kelev shela mikudeshes. As what's the story? He goes over and he says, Areya mikudeshes, and he gives it. And she says, "Tneu lekelev imaya kelev shala mikudeshes." As I one time went to the chasana, and the grandparents walked down the aisle, and then afterwards the dog walked down the aisle. After all, it was the kala's best friend. Oh, as what continues story in, and she says, "Okay, give it to the dog." Oh, dog sitting there by the chuppah. Ah, give it to the dog. As the shaila is, it's mikudeshes. It's tzarech beer. He has to give the kedushin to the isha. Over here, he gave the kedushin to the dog. As I hear, dog is man's best friend, and he's very close to his dog. But lamaisa, he didn't give it to the isha. Where's she going to the kesef? How in the world is she mikudeshes? How is she going to the kesef?
She owns it.
The dog is a chater. So the shaila is, it is a chater mishtameres. Yeah, creative, but l'chayre it's not mishtameres. Yeah. Meaning you put it. Yeah. Especially we're talking about a kikar. We know what the dog's going to do right away. The dog's going to eat it. No problem.
Then she has her mouth.
You know, this is a
sinash.
What?
And why can you
do the Kala Shor
Tana?
It's going to see no expression.
Different
Kala Banai. What Hana? I know
that her dog is getting fed.
She's
going to have to feed it.
As the Rajba over here, the Rajba asks the question that Bamaisa, she has to be coined of the Kesef. Where's the Kedushin? Zog the Rajba midin mishtar shiva. Dainu, she has to go to the store and buy dog food. Now that he's giving him the kikar, as he saved her a dollar, midin mishtar shilei. Oh, tazak the Raja. Frek the Birch Shmuel in Simin Ches on the Rajba, Hare in Kedushin, there's a very big hakir. There's a famous Beishmuel. What happens if he's makne the isha the kesef, but he doesn't give it in turn? He puts it down and he says, you could pick it up, Kishim Mekudeshes. This is the famous classical Tzir, Tli Kedusheich Me'algal Be'kar. He doesn't take the tabas and put it on her finger. What he does is he puts it down on the table and he says, take it. The Beis Shmuel declares, do you say baget, if you say Tli Me'algal Be'kar, it's Eino Mekudeshes. As do we say makshina and kedusha kesef to get and it doesn't work? Or is the hekesh only in kedusha shtar? But in kedusha kesef, there's no hekesh to get. This is the famous Beis Shmuel in the beginning of the kedushin, he declares it. Zoker boch ber, chabagaye, von a rajbav mishtag shile. Why? Zoker boch ber, over here, he didn't give her kesef. It was not vinas and biyada. He gave it to the dog. He didn't give it to the isha. Now, midin mishtar shilei, it's ki'ilu, when he puts it in the mouth of the dog, Rebbe Ber understands the Rajma, it's ki'ilu, she's kind of the kesef because he's saving her money. Oh, but he still didn't give it to the isha. There's no vinas and biyada. From this Rajba that you don't need Vinasan Biyada Bidushin, as long as he's kind of the Kesef, it's enough. Santaraya. Yeah. And he sends you also to the Avni Mulum we had with Rashi that he says that when you make a mishliach, it's for the schiyas kesef and not for the kedusha. Korin jesanter above. Okay, this is the Rashver above that. The Tosis Rid that we saw yesterday. The Tosis Rid says it's big yisayk. When the isha says put it in a place, it's kilu she got it. It's kilu you gave it to her. As if the isha tells you, you want to be makadosh me, put it where I tell you to. It's kilu she got it. Zog the Tosis Rid, where's my raya? From the sugya of Tnua Lekelev, Shalom. Frank the Tosis Rid the question. You need a Venasim Biyada. Where's the Venasim Biyada? You're giving it to the dog. You're not giving it to the Isha. Where's the Venasim Biyada? Zog the Tosis Rid, you see my Yisoy. That if I tell you to put it somewhere, it's Kilo you gave it to me. Because wherever I tell you to put it, it's kilu you gave it to me. As is a menasim biyada. As the Tosis Rid over here, boy, is his yisayi. That does is menasim biyada, because putting it where she told you is kilu you gave it to her. Those are the two mahalachim. The third mahalach is the Ramban. The Ramban says it works midin arif. My difference, if I say give it to Pliny, or if I say give it to the dog, it works. We didn't already, but he didn't know that he was mighty mommy. It works, as he's not being makadisha with the key card. He's being makadisha. We didn't already. That's how the Ramban. And the Rashba dings very strongly on this Ramban. He says it's not Shayich Arif. Koidim Kol got an interesting Shayla on the Ramban. On Dav Zayin Amir Aleph, Amir Rava, Teimani Leplaini Mekudeshes Midin Arif. The Fila Ramban, what's the Chiddush of Rava? It's a Mefurish of Reis over here. Tana Rabbanon, it's the Abreise. Mekudeshes Midin Arif. Therefore, number one, we don't want to learn this is Midin Ari, because then Rav is not saying a Chiddush, it's a Mefurish Abrai. So you can say, Rav didn't know the Brai, so okay, it happens once in a while, if you have to. Abavinu Shvi, yeah. And then the elixir of very tifa machloikis in Dini Ari, we have to see. Frag the Rajba of the Ramban, an interesting shayla. If it's midin arev and arev works over here, what's pshat in the hemshah? Boy, Rav Mori, kelev rotzach re'el mami. The kelev is rotzach re'el. She's petrified. Bahu anah dekamatz l'nafsha minei gomra umiknia lo nafshe adil mematziyam lei mideraisa chivei mechayiv letzir. How is he saving? The Rashba learns, and Chen is Mefurish in the Ritva, the way he's saving her is he's throwing the kikar in front of the dog, as the dog eats the kikar instead of running after the isha. It's much more interesting for a dog a kikar than a isha. You throw a kikar in front of the dog, zel. He stops chasing her. Freg the Rashba, Lefi the Ramban, why does the Gemara we have to be Mekadesh by Hiyano? It should work midin arif. Because he's throwing the kikar to the dog and the dog's eating it. As what does the Gemara have to say? Why can't he be makadosh with the kikar itself? Bishleim lefider rajba, that is midim mishtar shilei. Over here we're talking about it's not his dog. It's not her dog. It's someone else's dog. But it's not shayich mishtar shilei. As then you have to come on by he and know that you save her. Of according to the Ramban, that it's midin arev, as over here also, he's getting rid of his kikar to save her. He's being moitzi moyes. A gar in jesam b'shayla. Let's frag the Rashba. Okay, so those are the three ways of learning Kelev Shalom. Mishtar Shilei, Tosis Rid, Ramban Midin Arev. There's only three ways of learning how it works. Okay, let's see the next one. Boy, you're Mari. Kelev Ratzach Rer, Bahi Anode Kamatzlo Nafshe, Gomer Mifni Nafshe, Dimon Midaraisach, Yuve Mokhai Vele Tzulan, Teiku. Iskachi li Bikikur, Tneil Lohani, Eno Mikudesh, Esafilo Oni Asamachlo. My Taina Omele, Kihechi de Mechai me Beyano, Hochi Mechai Vebe. Frek the Machin Ephraim, a God injures Santa Shaila in Hilchis Daka. Why is he mechuyev to give to the ani? Every ani in the world, you mechuyev to give money to. Pashtis, when do you become mechuyev? When the ani walks over to you and asks you for the money. You're not mechuyev to walk over to every ani and give money. Pashtis, when the ani comes over, then it's chal dechir. As over here, Pashas, we're talking about, even if it's Ani Asamech Allah, the Ani didn't ask him for the money. Because why is he Mechuyev like she's Mechuyev? Yesh Lodin in the Shaila, interesting Shaila, and Hilchos Staka, when is it Chal on you, Achiyev? The Maisa, there's an Ani walking around the base medrash. Are you mechuyev to get up and give him staka? If you have staka, if you're able to give. To me, you gave already your chaymish or your maiser, your potter, lo nidah. Let's see what you have. Are you mechuyev to go past this night? As last time the Machna Ephraim, what's the Gemara saying? I'm mechuyev to give every honey staka. Yesh lepanka, but this is a ilgus staka. Let's come now back to the kedushin de gashayla. What's the shayla? He's mechuyev to do it anyway, but lemaisa he's giving anna. What's the suffix of the gemara? How do you understand the suffix? What is the ilim taka? What's the suffix of it? Lemaisa, would she pay a pruta for someone to save her from a dog? For sure. L'chayra. As what's this taina? You had to do it anyway. So what? Lemaisa, you was mahaner. Over here, it's not working. Midin mishtarshi. We're asking, what's the suffix? Is she mekudesh or not?
Just because she had her not doesn't mean she wanted to have a condition with that.
Why?
Because she needed to get saved. She didn't necessarily have in mind to have a condition.
Oh, it's like this. Do you say that if he had to do it anyway? As that's not called you're doing the hanah to make kedushin. You know, if you give me hanah to make kedushin, as I'm a gomer of makmi, I'm a kaddish myself. But over here, you're mechuyev to do it anyway. As why should I be gomer of makmi if you did do something that anyway you're mechuyev to do anyway? I'm machna to you if you're doing something new. You're giving me something that I should marry you. Okay? You're doing something to get that you're not supposed, you don't have to do. You're giving me something you didn't have to give me. As I'm going to marry you because you did something to make the kedushin. But over here she's tiny to the guy. Even if we wouldn't have gotten married, you would have had it done that. As I'm not going to be goy medas and machna myself for something that you would have had it done anyway. Yeah. This is the shayla. Ligdar shayla and the das, the gemiris das for kedushin. What is she goymer das for? Lamosha, let's say the guy has to be schoik lefanai anyway. He has to do a schoik anyway. Somebody paid him $50 to dance. He's in the middle of dancing and he turns to her and he says, I'm a kaddish you with the dancing. Eshkoyach, you were dancing anyway. Now you want to get two birds with one stone. I mean, you did it already. You have to do it anyway. As over here, you have to do this pula anyway. Because that's not a reason for me to be going medasa to make kedusha with you. That's the parsha pshat in the Gemara. The avni meluim and the koyvet shiurim have a different mahalach, an interesting mahalach. They say that maybe over here it's not called the hanas pruta because you're mechuyev to do it anyway. As I wouldn't pay a pruta for someone to do it. As mamish, it's not a suffix in das. Does the isha be going with das for it? But it's a suffix in din. That could you be mechayev me a pruta for such a thing? If I wouldn't ask you, you would have to have done it anyway. Because could you be mechayev me a pruta to pay you for doing something which you would have to be done for me anyway? As Lefiza, it's a shaila in Hilva's charging. Would you charge for it? The Moshe, you mechayev to do it anyway. And you turn to the person and say, okay, Rav Yid, I'm mechayev to do it anyway, but I want to charge you for it. You have to do it anyway. Is it worth a fruit? That's the way they understand the Shaila. God in Jasanta Shaila. Okay. Thus is the Gemara's. A little bit more in the Gemara, and then we'll come back to the sugya of Arayt. The Gemara then says three siyurim, that there was a person who was doing something anyway. The Isha says, give to me. And he says, if I give to you, you'll be mekudeshes. And she says, hav, and he gives to her. As the Gemara says, that if she says, hav, hav, you don't know if she seriously wants to marry you. The Gemara is meduyik, the chsaran's mitzad the Isha. L'chayra, what about the Ish? The Ish said, if I do this, will you be mekadesh me? Amalot, iya vina l'cha mekadeshes li. He asked her. He wasn't machlit. As why is it a kedushin mitzad the Ish? Why is the Gemara only handling if the Ish is maskim? L'chayra, he wasn't maskim either. It sounds like in the Gemara, if he says, if I give it to you, will you be mekadesh to me? And then he gives it to her. We see he means kedusha. Yeah, it's a kedusha in the Gemara. Even though he asked, but if at the end he winds up giving, we see he means kedusha. Gemara handles the other side. If when she answers hav hav in such a case, is it a raya mitzad the ish? Okay, as thus is the Gemara. Now let's be mashlim the sugya of Arev. A grace hashlamah to the sugya of Arev and our sugya. The Rishonim over here handle in the Tzir of Kelev and in the Tzir of Tnei Yam, how does it work? The Ramban over here wants to learn that it is Midin Arev. Why? Because what's Arev? Because you're Moitzi Mayas Alpiv. Azay Vazay, why difference if she says give it to Ruvein or if she says throw it in the Yam? At the end of the day, the money's going to waste. He was Moitzi Moyes Alpiv. As a male, it helps me din Arev. As Frek the Rambam, by Sela Shallah, it should work me din Arev too. If it's working me din Arev because you're Moitzi Moyes Alpiv, Sela Shallah, why is it Eina Mekudeshes? It should work me din Arev. He's Moitzi Moyes Alpiv. Zog the Ramban by Sela Shaloi. He's not Moitzi Moyes. He can go and take it. That's not called Moitzi. When he throws it in the Yam, he wasted a Pruta because of her. When he gives it to a Kelev, he wasted a Kikar because of her. But when he puts it on his Sela, he can go and take it. Because he didn't spend money because of it. That's Zog the Ramban. And the Rajba is Choyle. The Rajba learns the din of Arev is only when you give it to a Bar Schia and the Bar Schia is Nana. But if you throw it into the Yam, you give it to a Kelev, it doesn't work. Brings the Rajba, and it's a Mefurish Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that if by Ahu Arev he says give it to a Cheresh, there's no din Arev. Because the way it works is the person who you give it to is Zoicha, and it's Kilu the person got it. And that's not Shayach by a Cheresh who's a Lav Barski. Thus is the Rashi. The Ramban brings the Yerushalmi, and the Ran says, this Yerushalmi is choilik on the Babli. This Yerushalmi, the Ramban, the Ritva holds that there's two ways of doing things. Midin Arev, and also there's this new way that when you give it to the third person, he's Zeicha for the person who said to give it to him. That's not Arev. As it's a Gevaldik Gezach. The Rajma brings the Yerushalmi and he says the Yerushalmi is the Bavli, it's Arev. The Ramban brings the Yerushalmi and says that's not Arev, the Bavli is Choylik on the Yerushalmi. What's going on? Now, Mevin Yavin, it's totally how you learn Arev, if you can learn the Yerushalmi is Choylik or not. The Rajma Lishitasa, the Rajma learns the Gedev of Din Arev is when I tell you to give it to Pliny, when it goes, it's kilu, they're zoicha for me, and I gave it for them. That's the way Arev works. It's kilu kibul v'nasa. Zay b'zay, the Yerushalmi is like the Bavli. It's midin Arev. But the Ramban learns differently. The Ramban learns, it's because you will mighty myus al piv, not because they're zoicha. So if you say when the Ramban sees the Yerushalmi, he says it's not like the Bavli. That's how the Ritva learns also. And the Fizeh comes out, a huge machlekes, if it's Shayach, the din of Arev, by a lav bar schia. The Ramban and the Ritva learn that the gedder of Arev is because you might see Moyes al piv. As then, even to a lav bar schia. And the Rajba learns, it's because it's kibu, you gave it to him and he gave it to the other person. As that's only when you give it to a barzchi, it's kibu, he got it. That's the big machlekes, which is the shloma to the sugya of Arev. And mamash and afkamina, how you learn the yusha. Okay. As that's the gemara, the sugya of Yusha Keset. The Ez Hashem, tomorrow we're going to start the yonim of Shtah. The second big lesson of the Kiddushin, and also it's a lesson by Ethan Klalin, we see how Kinyanim work. Very seriously.